My life today, August 21, be full of compassion, being a God neighbor. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. Wherever there is an impulse of love and sympathy, wherever the heart reaches out to bless and uplift others, there is revealed the working of God's Holy Spirit. In the depths of heathenism, men who have had no knowledge of the written law of God, who have never even heard the name of Christ, have been kind to his servants, protecting them at the risk of their own lives. Their acts show the working of a divine power. The Holy Spirit has implanted the grace of Christ in the heart of the savage, quickening his sympathies contrary to his nature, contrary to his education. Christ is seeking to uplift all who will be lifted to companionship with himself, that we may be one with him as he is one with the Father. He permits us to come in contact with suffering and calamity in order to call us out of our selfishness. He seeks to develop in us the attributes of his character, compassion, tenderness, and love. By accepting this work of ministry, we place ourselves in his school to be fitted for the courts of God. By cooperating with heavenly beings in their work on earth, we are preparing for their companionship in heaven. Ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation, angels in heaven will welcome those who on earth have lived not to be ministered unto, but to minister. In this blessed companionship, we shall learn to our eternal joy all that is wrapped up in the question, "Who is my neighbor?" Every act of love, every word of kindness, every prayer in behalf of the suffering and oppressed is reported before the eternal throne and placed on heaven's imperishable record.